Whether you are joining us from 34 million miles away or just 300 miles away, we're happy that you're with us. You're listening to a Patreon exclusive episode of the Uncut Gems podcast. And my name's Randy.
And my name is Jakob.
Okay, so this is our first of two May 2024 tie-in shows that we're doing. We're going a little bit off script this month, I want to say. Because what we have been doing in 2024, every month we have been making a stop at the Catherine Bigelow station. We are not doing a Catherine Bigelow marathon episode this month because Ms. Bigelow directed 10 feature films. So doing one a month, that leaves a couple open slots. So what we're going to do this month is we're going to connect into our main show twice. So what we're doing on a main show this month is we have a theme going on, which is sort of the intersection of Peter Hyams and Jean-Claude Van Damme's cinema. So PHJCVD, I suppose. So we're tying in twice to that theme here on Patreon this month. And we're going to do it today with a Hyams film, an early Hyams film, Capricorn One. And then we are going to tie into it a little bit later this month with, of all things, 2001, A Space Odyssey. But wait for it. We have a non-JCVD Peter Hyams episode coming on the main show, which is 2010. What's the subtitle on that? 2010.
The year we make contact.
2010, the year we make contact. So that's a Hyams film, and we are going to connect into that. It just seems right. Makes total sense to connect into that with a discussion on the Kubrick classic 2001. So, like I say, we're a little off script in what we're doing this month on our Patreon. So that is sort of it. But anyway, might as well grab your bulletins while you're there. We've got a bunch of other things going on. We've already made our stop at the Spike Lee station. So we've done our two Spike Lee deposits. We're proudly...
It sounds weirdly fecal.
It didn't until you said it.
A few deposits. We've plopped a few episodes down.
I will say this about our Spike Lee project. We are proudly going through that man's careers, because we're talking about his bigger films here on Patreon, his better known films, and we're talking about his smaller films, his minor joints on the main show. And like I say, we've already made our deposits for this month.
Where, some are bigger than others, right?
Yep.
Number ones and number twos.
So our number ones on Patreon, we talked about Crooklyn a couple weeks ago, and we were joined by Hillary White for that. And then meanwhile, pairing with that over on the main show, we talked about at the opening of the month, Spike Lee's 1995 film, Clockers. So anyone who's following along with us in terms of where we are in his career, we're in the mid-90s now, and we are really enjoying that. That's awesome. That's turning into an awesome project. I'll just sort of throw that in there. I'm having a great time talking about Spike Lee. So Spike Lee, though, is in the books for this month. As I mentioned, we are doing two Hyams films, a little bit out of our normal cookie cutter for the month. So we're doing 2010 on the main show, which does not have Jean-Claude Van Damme in it. And we are pairing that with the open slot from the Catherine Bigelow slot. I'm just sort of saying words. I don't know if I'm making sense, but it makes sense in my head, I guess.
That's fine.
Yep.
It's okay.
Who cares? So yeah, we have an open slot from the Catherine Bigelow spot in our Patreon roster for the month, and we are going to be talking about 2001 A Space Odyssey. So watch for that stuff. Speaking of Catherine Bigelow, it would have just been a couple weeks ago that we talked about our last episode, which was Point Break. Go check that out. That was a fantastic conversation. And that's what we do on Patreon. We drop down three episodes a month, and that's our commitment to the Patreon. So for $3, €3, £3, $4.50 Canadian, you can get in on that. Not just for the three episodes a month, but all of our back catalog as well. And we've got 2.5 years of good stuff, around 90 episodes there. We have a complete David Lynch marathon, a John Cassavetes marathon. We have Soderbergh's biggest films from the project we did last year. And we've got great starts on our Spike Lee and Catherine Bigelow adventures from 2024. Should also mention that we have a relatively new $1 tier that has begun. So for $1 a month, you'll get our main show episodes a day early and a simplified version of our regular show. In essence, we're just sort of cutting out the announcements, cutting out the preamble. So all this rambling that we do early on in the show, it's not there. So we just introduce our guests and get right into the movies. So if that's what you want, then sign up for the $1 tier. And if you're listening to me ramble through this right now, you're not on it. So sign up. There's $1 a month. It's like a third of a cup of coffee a month. That's not much. Consider it. But you don't have to. If you don't, if you're not up for a, you know, a regular commitment, but you still want to contribute, you can drop by our Ko-fi site. You can make a one-time donation there at www.ko-fi.com/uncutgemspod. That's ko-fi.com. If you were to do so, we really appreciate that. But again, like, there's no obligations at all. If anyone out there is willing to like, share, comment on our episodes, all that is great. If you want to reach out to say hi to us, we appreciate that. You can do that through our socials. You can reach out to us on our email, uncutgemspod@gmail.com. Or you can tell a friend about us. Or you know what? You can just sort of keep on listening. We just appreciate that people are out there. So thank you for that. And for those of you who do subscribe to us already, please know we appreciate very much what you do. We mean that from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I think that's it. Did I forget anything? Is there anything you can think of? Keep on going then.
Good. Okay. I think we're rolling.
So let's get started on our countdown for this week's episode, Capricorn 1.
And listen good. I don't like you, Caulfield. You're ambitious. You think the way to get ahead is to come up with the scoop of the century. Woodward and Bernstein were good reporters. That's how they did it. Not by telling me they've located Patty Hearst three times like you did. Or that brilliant piece of investigative journalism you pulled off by finding an eyewitness to the second gunman in the Kennedy assassination. The small fact that the man had been in a mental institution at the time never deterred you, not Scoop Caulfield. Well, most reporters are like me. They are plotters. They spend a lot of their time checking little things, like facts. They cover mundane stories like wars and trials and hearings. You never seem to have enough time in your busy schedule to stoop so low as to cover a story. You occupy your time with tips from people who never existed, driving your car into water and then claiming it wasn't your fault, getting shot at by unseen gunmen. Now, I really hate to interrupt your meteoric career with something so plebeian as a legitimate story. However, a trainload of propane gas had the bad taste to derail near Galveston, and there's a whole town that just might blow up. So it would be just really peachy of you if you would join your film crew that's waiting for you on the plane at this very moment while we speak.
That was some speech.
I thought so.
Capricorn 1 is a 1977 film written and directed by Peter Hyams, stars James Brolin, Sam Waterston, O.J. Simpson, Hal Holbrook, Elliot Gould, Karen Black, and Telly Savalas. Cinematography, interesting, Bill Butler. And is Bill Butler Jaws, am I remembering correctly? He's sort of a big name to emerge from the 70s. Oh,
I think so, but no.
I'll let the research department just sort of confirm
I'll get back to you on this in a second.
All right. So Capricorn 1, in terms of a story synopsis, it follows a fictional NASA Mars landing mission where the astronauts, that's James Brolin, yes. Sam Waterston, and Simpson. So that's yes to Bill Butler.
He also did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. He's a very prominent cinematographer.
And a few Rocky sequels, 2, 3, and 4. Also, he did Child's Play.
Cool. Yeah, when I say that, saw the name pop up, I was like, I know that name. Okay.
And Stripes. And Grease. Anyway.
Cool. All right. I'll restart my synopsis as I've got it right here in front of me. I'm just reading it anyway. So here goes. Again, take two. Capricorn 1 follows a fictional NASA Mars landing mission where the astronauts, so that's Brolin, Sam Waterston, and O.J. Simpson, they're forced by government administrators to fake a landing on the red planet. The astronauts are used as pawns in a conspiracy to maintain public support for the space program. In an era of waning interest, as the astronauts supposedly arrive back on Earth, they decide that they need to escape their detention and expose the truth while they become targets of a relentless pursuit by government agents. And meanwhile, there's a colorful reporter, that's Elliot Gould, who's working to expose the truth as well. So that's what it's about. All right, behind the scenes, just in terms of the production and background on this, I'll start with Peter Hyams, the man himself, because I was sort of digging deep. I don't necessarily have a lot on the production, but it's probably, especially in the context of this month, we're going to be talking about Hyams and his career. Probably is worth mentioning just a couple little bits in the background for Hyams himself. He began his work in entertainment, we'll say, in TV news. He was a Vietnam correspondent for a few months, and he also worked as a news anchor. I forget where, but he was a news anchor for several years in the late 60s. And I didn't know this myself. Did you know that? Did you know he was a newsman?
No, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, so I found that interesting. Anyway, he came up with the idea for Capricorn 1 while he was working in the news. And he found that in his career as a newsman, he was always questioning things. And he was always fully aware of that. In his household, like his parents' generation, they never really ever questioned what was on the news, what was happening. But when he became a newsman, he's like, yeah, that attitude is sort of bullshit. And I think that's more or less a direct quote. Just because it's on the news doesn't make it true. So when the moon landing happened in 69, Hyams was saying to himself, you know what? There's really just one camera by way of a corroborating witness here to one of the greatest events, news events in the world's history. And that seems sort of feeble from a corroboration standpoint. So these are the thoughts he had that sort of turned into his Capricorn 1 idea. And then he left the news industry and he started working in Hollywood. He did, I think, quite a bit of script doctoring as well. And he was writing. So in the early 70s, when he was just trying to get a feel for, you know, working in Hollywood, that's when he wrote the Capricorn 1 script. And in the 70s, he had some success. He sold a couple screenplays and he started directing TV movies. But when he wrote Capricorn 1 and he took it to people, no one wanted to touch it. And this is like 1972. Then the Watergate scandal happened. And as the public was further disillusioned and lost trust in sort of the day-to-day work of the government and the relationship between the government and the people, a slew of other conspiracy films started to come out, like things like Parallax View. Never knew how to pronounce that, but I think that's
Parallax.
The Parallax View, 3 Days of the Condor, Marathon Man, All the President's Men. So all these films started to surface. And then when they did, Capricorn 1, the script, Capricorn 1's stock suddenly increased. So Hyams took the script to producer Paul Lazarus, who was responsible for producing Westworld and Future World. And he signed on right away. He said, this is awesome. So Hyams and Lazarus took it to ITC Entertainment, which is an independent production company. And they pretty much instantly snapped it up and they gave it a $4.8 million budget. And that's it. So Hyams was hired as director because he was sort of on the ground floor of this thing with Lazarus. And of course, it's his script. The production company insisted on them hiring O.J. Simpson, casting him in it.
He didn't like this idea, did he?
He did not. He had a couple studio other... Studio wanted him. Yeah, so like ITC really wanted him. And Hyams had a couple other ideas. I forget what actors he was looking at, but at any rate, ITC was footing the bill, so they won that battle, I suppose. And Lazarus had worked with James Brown.
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.